As she watched Trucy attempt to paint the Japanese character onto the paper, the girl's brush moving shakily, yet determinedly as she drew, she couldn't help but think about when she learned about calligraphy. She and Mia had to learn the art in preparation for their future roles as mediums, and so their mother would take them to the garden, get out some ink and paper, and show them how it was done. Mother always drew wonderfully, her hand graceful and swift, her lines perfect, her characters were so vibrant on the paper. By comparison, they could never compare. Mia was fairly good, but she could never get it perfect. It upset her to think that she could never create something as beautiful as her mother could. But Mother knew what to say, telling her that the characters were unique, something only she could create, and if she really tried, she could create something wonderful. It felt nice to know that at least the one person who mattered liked her drawing. As the years passed, her drawing improved, but she never really put her heart into it, much like her spiritual training. She didn't really think that it was that important. Her mother was the master, the talented one. Why bother to try and surpass someone so great? Even when Mother disappeared and the title of master began to bear down on her, she didn't feel the need. Mother was still out there somewhere, and she was certain that she would return, and everything would go back to normal. Mother wouldn't mind her lack of talent. She would always love her. When Misty Fay's death was revealed, she had felt so ashamed of herself. Mother had done so much to protect her, and she had done nothing in return. And so she decided to grow up, to stop living in her mother's shadow and be someone everyone could be proud of. She could finally draw her characters with confidence, understanding she had to try her best for everyone, including herself. Several years later, and here she was, the master teaching another daughter, albeit not her own. "I'm finished," Trucy declared, holding up her art proudly. The lines of the Japanese characters for Phoenix Name were messy, but the shape and the form meant that she had been really concentrating. Maya smiled proudly. "It looks wonderful, honey. But you know, I bet if we try again, we can make it even better and give Nick something really spectacular." "If you say so," Trucy sounded unsure. "Do you really think Papa will like this as a present? A bit of paper with his name on it is kind of weak." "Trucy," she held the girl's shoulder comfortingly. "Knowing that you put your heart into making something so personal for him, that you really tried your best, is the greatest present they could ever receive." Emboldened, Trucy picked up her brush and started again. Feeling pleased, Maya looked up to the sky. She hoped her mother liked the present she had presented her, even if it was horribly overdue.